Chapter 2. The Problem with Predictions. Unleashing Denial. Every January, Byron Wine, the vice chairman of Blackstone Advisory Partners, issues his annual 10 surprises list. Byron defines a surprise as an event that he believes has a better than 50% chance of happening, but to which the average investor would assign no more than a 1 out of 3 chance. His predictions are among my favorites to watch every year because of the thought he gives to challenging conventional wisdom. In 1985, Wine's first year at Morgan Stanley and his first as an investment strategist after years as a portfolio manager, he thought about how he could make an impact. A friend had challenged him on the wisdom of taking the job in the first place, asking him, "Why would you take that job when you're a successful portfolio manager? If you're wrong, it will be very hard to go back to portfolio management." His friend had hit upon a truth. Humans place unreasonable demands for accuracy on prognosticators, even though we know how uncertain predictions can be. Wine knew he couldn't be smarter than the other strategists, but he did think that he could do something nobody else was doing. He'd started out from nothing, an orphan growing up in the Chicago public schools, but got where he was for a very important reason. All the money I had made by having a non-consensus idea that turned out to be right. So he proposed to Morgan Stanley an annual 10 surprises list for making predictions outside of the consensus view. "They turned it down because I could get all 10 wrong and the firm would be embarrassed," he said. But eventually he convinced Morgan Stanley to give it a try. "Even if I got some wrong, I thought it was worth doing because most people tend to think about the same things," he told me as we sat in Blackstone's Park Avenue offices. "People are very conservative. They are afraid to be wrong." Wine looked at roughly 25 big predictions, easily culled from the announcements of the usual suspects. The simple exercise of identifying what the consensus was turned out to be tremendously useful in drawing attention to herd behavior that could be dangerous. He then thought about 15 predictions that might unfold differently, either events that might dramatically overshoot in the same direction as conventional wisdom, or things that were contrary to what people expected. "At first, people thought the 10 surprises were cute, a curiosity," Wine said. "Then, one year, I predicted that IBM would triple, and that put them on the map." The skeptics who had turned down the idea came up to him and now thought it was a brilliant idea. "At the beginning, I thought I'd be..."